I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we going to talk about today?
I want to talk a little bit about some tips for optimum brain health. So, you know, dementia affects between 5 and 8% of adults over 60, and the average age of the population rises. That could add up to an astounding 150 million people with dementia worldwide by 2050. Hopefully, we're all going to be around by 2050, and we want to have optimum brain health. So a couple of things that are really important that are really in the research have seen to be very beneficial. I can't talk enough about sleep, and I talk about sleep for weight loss, and let's talk about sleep for optimum brain health. There's a lot of research that actually supports a link between brain health and adequate sleep, and the scientists think that relationships might work both ways. So not getting enough sleep can lead to cognitive decline, but actually when we have cognitive decline, that actually affects our sleep, either the way we sleep or how much we sleep. So really the best approach is to be proactive. So we really want to avoid substances like caffeine or alcohol before bed. Alcohol, sometimes we think alcohol is something that's going to help us put us to sleep, but actually, and I see this in my patients, people that are drinking too close to bedtime, they might fall asleep initially, but they're probably going to wake up probably in the middle of the night and have a difficulty time falling asleep. So sleep hygiene, in addition to sort of what we're consuming before bed, is really important. And I often recommend, and I can't stress this enough, to really put away some of the electronic devices. For some patients who have difficulty falling asleep, I actually have them do a little experiment to actually turn off their Wi-Fi at night, just to see if that's having any impact on their sleep. But certainly making sure the room is dark, making sure, you know, we tend to sleep better in a little bit of a cooler room, and taking the phone and putting into another room so there's no EMF radiation or light pollution that's affecting us. Other things that are really important are obviously good nutrition. Good nutrition fuels our brain. So some important nutrients for brain health include things like vitamin K. Vitamin K actually prevents cognitive decline. So to boost vitamin K, things like leafy greens, spinach and kale. Omega-3s. The fatty acids has actually been shown to lower levels of something called beta amyloids, which are the building blocks of the amyloid plaques in the brain in Alzheimer's patients. We want to make sure we're not getting too much mercury in our body from things like fish. And flavonoids. These are phytonutrients found in fruits and vegetables, particularly the bright colored ones, and things like strawberries and blueberries. And they really play a role in preventing memory decline. And of course, we want to keep our brain active. Things like learning new things, activity, things like swimming and walking really ease stress. But physical activity can also increase the size of the hippocampus, which is part of the brain responsible for verbal memory. And so there's a lot of important functions associated with exercise on a regular basis.
That's quite a list. If someone wants to talk to you about optimizing their brain health, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, or my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So if you go to thornhillnaturopathic.ca, and if you can't remember that, remember marilyns.ca, sponsor expert list under Zoomer Radio, and Dr. Rosendahl's contact information is there. She offers you a complimentary 15-minute consultation, either by phone or in person. It's a matter of taking the steps to ask your questions and get your answers. And if you want to approach your health naturally, Dr. Betty Rosendahl is your person. Just the number 905-707-2001. Dial that and get started, and you'll know how to deal with your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. And when we talk again, it'll be February.
I can't wait.